Her Worship, Mayor Crystal McAteer of the town of High Level joins us. Your Worship, thank you very much for joining us. Is it my imagination or has 2023 rather, well, flown by? I mean, holy moly, we're already in December.
I know, it has flown by. It's just like crazy. The older I get, the faster it goes.
How were things in your mind in the town of High Level and surrounding area in 2023?
Well, we had a lot going on with the fires, that's for sure, and they started much earlier than they have in the past, and they're still going on today. We're still fighting fire today, so that has been really in the forefront of, you know, a lot of our minds because it's eaten up a lot of timber, and as you know, High Level is, and La Crete, our region, is known for our lumber. Spending a lot of time, you know, and this year, our region became the forest capital of Canada, so we're going to have a lot of activity with that as well.
Yeah, that is true that was brought up. Good, I guess, taken with the not-so-good, that's for sure. You did play EVAC Center a lot in the spring and summer months with residents of Chate, Rainbow Lake, Denitah First Nation, as well as in Fox Lake as well. When you look back upon that, how did everything go, and is there anything that you think could have been done better?
Well, as you know, we've been doing this since 2003, so we've become pretty proficient at it, and we have an expert team, although a small team, a team that knows exactly what to do. So, you know, they open up the arena, they help with delivering goods, they take donations, they help with pets, they do everything, and it all happens out of our arena. But this year, because of the huge amount of people that we had in our community, we had a lot of help from the Friendship Center, where a lot of people stayed, individuals who allowed people to camp on their farmyards and in their businesses. So it's a kind of a everybody pulls together and makes it happen, because that's what happens in the north. We just look out for everybody.
Have you caught up with officials in the fire-torn towns and fire-torn areas? And if so, how is everybody doing?
Well, I do talk to a lot of the Dene, and we still have 800 rooms here in High Level that are booked by residents of Little Red. So they're still in here and around, and of course they want to be home, but, you know, home for some of them is just not possible yet. So They're, you know, like, they just want to be home.
Speaking of homes, I know this has been a little bit of an issue in rural and remote Alberta. I'm not sure if it is an issue in High Level and surrounding area, and that is the issue of homelessness and possible crime that has come up in the last little while, especially with inflation and the economy the way it is. Has it been an issue in High Level and the area, and have you reached out to sources to possibly get input about it?
Yes, it's definitely, the crime has increased. As you well know, when your town doubles, or, you know, the crime does go up. And we do have, I don't want to call it homelessness, because many of them have have homes. They choose to be here in High Level, where, you know, their friends are. And we saw an influx of people come here and not go home. And, of course, this year being an anomaly, they still aren't going home. I mean, it's fairly warm out. And, we are slammed with people that want to come and live here, but we do not have any homes to rent or buy. So, yeah, we're seeing a lot of the problems that everybody else is seeing.
Budget talks, I know, are probably in the works right now for 2024. What are some of the big projects in the high-level area that are on the radar?
Well, of course, you know, our top of our list is our multi-purpose evacuation center. And we will still continue advocating and trying to get funding from both levels of government for that, as well as industry. It's a project where we've had to pivot and kind of step back and take a second look and, you know, trim the fat, so to say, but it's still expensive because everything's expensive. And we're doing some road construction, you know, if we get some grants. Our main street is going to be part of it will be done because it's like a $3.5 million project. And so, yeah, everything takes a lot of money and, you know, people are tapped. They can't afford to, you know, give any more.
Mm-hmm. How has collaboration been with your colleagues around the area, i.e. McKenzie County, the towns of LaCrete, some of the First Nations and Cree Nations around the area? How has that been, and how do you think, how will it continue going into 2024?
Well, we have, we are collaborating with McKenzie County on a regional water study. You know, as you probably don't know, but, you know, Footner, our main water source, we're getting some, you know, kind of leery about how much water is going to be there in the next 5 years. So we are doing a study with McKenzie County to see about, you know, bringing water from the Peace River, but once again, that's a huge cost. So we're doing some renovations or at our water treatment plant here. And yeah, for the we're collaborating with the Friendship Center on a Friendship Park, which, by the way, is amazing. It's a Friendship park with you know, monuments to murdered Indigenous women, veterans. Mm-hmm. And Every Child Matters, and then it will go into a history walk through the museum. So yeah, that's one of our projects, and we have, you know, unfinished projects because we've been pretty busy with fires for the past year and a half. So we have to finish up those projects. We are having a meeting with the Dene, hopefully to revive our SETI agreements, and people have been busy here with fires, so we just have not had a lot of time to get together and collaborate. But we're doing what we can.
Fingers crossed that it's going to be a good holiday season and a good 2024 for the people up in the extreme of northwestern Alberta.
Yes, I hope so too.
Her Worship, Mayor Crystal McAteer of the Town of High Level. I appreciate your time, Your Worship. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and have a Merry Christmas, everybody down south.